Welcome home to Coffee and Conversation on a Wednesday morning, the 26th day of November, 2025. I have a special guest in the studio this morning, Cassidy White. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Glasgow.
Good to have you here this morning. And the Hive has provided us with some good drinks. I've got the Squire today, and I believe you have what?
I believe I have the Golden Girl.
Okay.
It's amazing.
I've had it. It's good. I like to sample different ones.
Yes.
And the Squire is one of my favorites here. So we appreciate the Hive. And they have something pretty cool, a coffee demo coming up Saturday. And that's going to be starting around 10:30, where they will show you some techniques on how you can prepare coffee at home in a better way. So that's a cool thing. They have a lot of specials right now, Christmas drinks and various things. The dark chocolate orange mocha is pretty good. So folks may want to check that out. But we appreciate the Hive. And I thank you for being here this morning. Glad you're home for the holidays, so to speak.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for having me on here and inviting me.
Well, you're more than welcome. We actually graduated the same year. Now, I tease that I graduated. I retired in 2024 from Barron County High School. Taught for 30 years. But that was the year you graduated, right?
Yes, sir. Go Trojans.
Yeah. I probably announced your name as you walked across the line there.
Sure did.
And we are glad to have you here. You went to Austin Tracy. You were looking. We have what I call the welcome home tree here up in the studio with some local ornaments that are of interest. And there's one that's really blue with the old Austin Tracy school pictured on it, and commemorates Austin Tracy High School there. You went to Austin Tracy Elementary School, right?
Yes, my grandfather graduated from Austin Tracy. My mother did. My grandmother did. My aunts and my uncles did. So, I mean, it's just, I was next in line.
Exactly. And, boy, we have a shared heritage there.
Yeah, there you go.
I did not realize that until we were talking just before we went on the air. And you went to Barron County High School. You were involved in soccer, I believe. Was that right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Goalie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. And then you are a student now at Eastern Kentucky University. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'm a sophomore.
Okay, well, good. You had an opportunity to do something. Was it just last week now?
Yes.
And tell us what you did.
So last Wednesday, I had the opportunity to be the youngest award presenter at the Country Music Awards. So the CMAs. I was one of two trophy presenters asked to come on stage and essentially present trophies to the biggest country music stars.
Well, you know, I saw you and didn't realize who you were when the show was on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought to myself, and I may have said something to my wife, you know, how lucky she is to get to bring these trophies out and you know, present.
Absolutely.
Sort of rub elbows with
Absolutely.
All these folks
yes,
here. Right
yes.
Here.
And kind of pick their brain backstage, get to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff that you don't necessarily get to see on TV. I grew up watching the CMAs with my family, but getting this honor, and I mean, just a great blessing from God, genuinely, to be able to see these things more deeply. And it was just a great experience.
Well, now, the main question I have is, how did this happen? How did it come to be that you were on stage at the CMAs last week?
Wow. So I have to take you back to January.
Okay.
So I have just now recently gotten to the modeling world. In January, I was a part of the Miss Kentucky County Fair pageant system. And it's the state-level pageant. I was representing the Soakey Fair pageants, which is essentially Warren County.
Okay.
And I actually received second runner-up.
Wonderful, wonderful.
But I had an amazing lady I did not know at the time. She's a former Miss Kentucky County Fair girl. She came up to me and she said, I have an opportunity for you. That day, I left the state pageant with a job.
Wow.
And that right there was the day that I signed with the Block Agency in Nashville. I'm represented in Nashville, Denver, and Austin.
Okay.
And, I mean, ever since, I just have not looked back. I'm booked and I'm busy and I'm blessed. I'm getting to do all these amazing modeling gigs, and it's amazing.
That is fascinating. That is fascinating.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned starting in pageants.
Yes.
And you probably started much younger, my guess would be. Am I right or wrong?
Well, see, I actually had a late start to pageantry. I started.
Oh, really?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. I started when I was 16 years old. My first pageant was actually Miss Metcalf County Fair.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yes. Yeah,
that's
I would go on to represent Barron County at the state level. I got to represent Barron County at the local level also as Miss Barron County. Yes, I've had very unique opportunities with pageantry for sure. Yeah.
What's the most challenging part of being in pageants?
Wow.
Preparing to get ready or interview questions or things like that?
I enjoy that aspect of it.
Okay,
I enjoy walking across stage and everything. So in all honesty, I'm not intimidated by a challenge. I love talking to people. So that's not really an issue for me. But let's see. I could see where a more shy person would struggle with that.
Right. I would think the questions that would put you on the spot, that you didn't know what the question was going to be beforehand, might be the challenge.
Okay, now, yes, there is on stage question, but also when you do good, it makes you stand out. So.
Exactly. And I can tell you have a talent for responding in a good way. I can really see that.
It works in your favor most of the time.
And so you let that help you get this gig as, mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yes, absolutely.
Just that alone, without the opportunity that developed last week, is just very exciting.
Yes, and like I said, I've had so many opportunities. Actually, here, for example, all throughout high school, I worked in Marshall's, just right here down the road in Glasgow.
Gotcha.
In January, my first job was actually modeling for Marshall's TJ Maxx.
Exciting.
And ever since from January until, even just recent as last week, I have been consecutively each week working for Marshall's TJ Maxx up in Dayton.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That is just exciting.
Yes.
Indeed.
So seeing the growth in myself, getting to experience the things that I've experienced at just 19 years old has been a true blessing from God.
Oh, yeah.
True blessing.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. Well, let's spend some time last week.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure the day started early. I mean, the awards presentation was in the evening, and that was live, correct?
Yes.
But I'm sure you had to get there way before it started and start preparing, and then you got to be backstage. Just walk us through some of the excitement of last Wednesday.
So, actually, it started on Friday.
Okay.
I got the phone call from my agent, and I had almost missed the email that said, can you confirm this job? So, he called me, and he was like, Cassidy, like, are you seeing your email? I was actually cooking macaroni for my Friendsgiving.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I was like, I've got to make sure, like, I get this macaroni recipe right. And my
so
agent
exciting.
Calls me. Absolutely. And my agent calls me and he's like, Cassidy, check your email. And I see CMA Trophy Girl confirmation.
And you almost had to sit down.
Almost burnt the macaroni.
I understand.
Yes. A million things running through my mind. I get on the phone with my mom and I'm just like, listen to this opportunity that has just been given to me. And she's like, the CMAs, as in the Country Music Awards. We just couldn't wrap our heads around it.
Well, it's pretty wild that you just knew that the Friday before.
Exactly. Well, so funny thing, I spent that Friday night with my friends, came home immediately on Saturday. Rehearsals were on Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. Rehearsals lasted for probably about a few hours, about 3 or 4 hours. Got through it pretty fast. And then I had to go back on Tuesday for dress rehearsal. And then Wednesday, of course, the big show.
Okay.
Wednesday, wow. By the time we had got to Wednesday, though, I had the routine down.
Good for you.
So, surely.
Good for you.
Yeah. I had a lot of practice.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Who was the first star that you met that really wowed you? I can't believe I'm talking to this person. And I'm sure there were several along the way. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the first, but the one that you were just so excited to meet this person.
Yes.
Who would that be?
Wow. I will absolutely have to go with Gretchen Wilson.
Okay.
And Neo.
Wilson and Neo. Okay.
Yes, they were quite the funny combo, just comical, so easy to talk to, which everyone backstage was absolutely easy to talk to. My favorite question that I got asked, though, I will say, where are you from?
I can imagine.
Yes, working on these jobs just in various places, getting to travel, and I get asked, where are you from? Having to explain where Glasgow, Kentucky is, I've learned to get pretty good at it. Just go South Central Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're halfway between Louisville and Nashville, I often tell a lot of folks, because Glasgow, where's, you know, you get that kind of question
there. But Glasgow. Yeah,
South Central Kentucky, it's a place to be from. You got to see the entertainers live and in person and meet a lot of, I guess you met all of them that you went on stage with.
Yes,
is
absolutely.
That right?
And even the performers that were singing, and something that was actually pretty cool that I got to do. I was one of the models for Megan Maroney's 6 Months Later music video.
Okay, cool.
And she actually sang that live at the CMA. So I got to hear that again, got to see her again.
Good.
And her manager and the team. And it was incredible, really.
Well, that is fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating indeed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the night went by too fast.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I wish I could have relived it. Oh, my goodness. Yes, absolutely. I would go back.
Do you know how many times you actually walked out on stage with a trophy?
Oh, goodness. Maybe. Oh, well, we did like a radio show beforehand that was not televised.
Okay.
So, I mean, oh gosh, including all that, I would say about 20, 30 times.
Oh my. Yeah. I knew it was several.
I was in and out. Yeah.
Well, I know it's fascinating, and I know you're very grateful for that opportunity.
Extremely. Yes. Always be grateful for opportunities given. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, good. I'm just excited where you're going to go next and what you're going to do next. And one thing I do know, you're going to check your emails more often.
Yes, moral of the story, check your emails.
Exactly. Well, Cassidy, I'm just so tickled for you. And,
thank you.
And of course, radio doesn't do you justice. You're a beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
And folks that may not have seen the award show, they missed a very exciting night.
Yes.
I mean, with all the entertainment, but they missed the trophy girl.
Yes. Yes. Right here, born and raised in Glasgow. Yes.
Well, that is exciting. I appreciate you stopping by and being willing to talk about all of this. Very exciting.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invite.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoy your Golden Girl. I'll enjoy my squire here. Okay.
Thank
Cassidy
you.
White here with us this morning on WCLU.